Here we are at the end of the week, and I trust you are well. For those of you working a five-day work week, welcome to the end. I hope you'll get refreshed and renewed this Saturday and Sunday. Others of you will work, and work hard, straight through the weekend. Some of you in a second or third job trying to pay all your bills. I will sincerely pray that you will have the strength to do your work well, as unto God. Despite how you may feel about that human, or humans who supervise you, God is still the boss. And then some of you are thinking, work? I've been retired for years. Well, God bless you too. But I certainly hope that all believers within the sound of my voice will never retire from being eager to share the gospel with those who have not heard it, or have heard it in pieces, and/or who have rejected the true gospel. Yesterday we were in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, and the Apostle Paul wrote, "So, for my part, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome." Are we eager to do the same today? This weekend? At home? At work? At play? At the Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks? I hope so, because this gospel is the only hope for the people of New England. This is it. In fact, will you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, the gospel is true. Give all of us Christians the eagerness and boldness to share with others the hope that we have in you. Guard us from thinking that's the job of the ministry professional, the missionary, the super Christians, the Christians with the gift of evangelism only. Make it clear to us that as Paul instructs us, telling the gospel is the responsibility of all your followers. You have put each one of us in a specific context on purpose, and it's to share this truth with those around us. They are our responsibility. So do the ministry of gospel proclamation through each one of us. Amen. Obviously, if we are going to share this gospel, then we have to know what it is. So here at long last is what the gospel is, and I'm reading Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'But the righteous man shall live by faith.'" These are without a doubt two of the most important verses in the entire Bible, and there are four key words that you should circle in the text when you have a chance. The first word is power, the second word is salvation, the third word is faith, and the fourth word is righteousness. This is another occasion on which I wish we were together in person with Bibles open in front of us so that I could show you these right on the page. I urge you to circle or otherwise highlight them. And I'll give them to you again: power, salvation, faith, and righteousness. Got them? Great. These four words will guide us for some time. I'm not saying that all of the other words in these verses do not matter. Oh boy, they do. For example, the first word there, for, matters. The two words "it is" before power matter. Then the term "everyone" matters a great deal. The two words "of God," the word "revealed," and the word "live," they all matter. But it is helpful when we are studying the Bible if we get the big words up in front of us on the screens of our minds so that we do not get lost in detail. We'll go into detail, but we'll keep coming back to the big words as we camp out right here in Romans. And so what word should we start with? Well, I debated this with myself a lot, then I prayed about it. And while I am tempted to start with the word salvation, instead I'll take these in the order in which they appear and begin with the word power. With the remainder of our time today, I just want to get this word on your mind, and then I'm going to say more about it next week, okay? So do not miss next week's broadcast. Be here Monday through Friday, and if you cannot, then get the free podcast from 590amtheword.com. Once the WEZ website appears, you just click podcasts and God is will be there waiting for you. It's 590amtheword.com. You never have to miss a broadcast. The first thing I want to say about the word power is that it's linked, I believe, to why the Apostle Paul is not ashamed of this gospel. Listen carefully to what he says. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. So he gives the factual bold statement, I am not ashamed of the gospel, and then he adds the word for. We could change that to because. Because it. What is it? It refers to the gospel. So we can change this to, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God. So the gospel has within it the power of God. Ah, no wonder Paul is not ashamed. Do you see what I mean? And I can imagine at least some of you saying, really? I don't get it. And Mark, it's Friday afternoon. I'm worn out. I have serious brain drain. Don't get all complicated here. And I'm already irritated with the traffic backed up in front of me. All right, I understand Fridays are not my best days either. So let me see if I can land this plane on another runway. Let's say you believe the gospel. And so you head out this weekend to a party at a restaurant. Your friend is turning 40 and off you go. And you're in the venue where this big bash is being held and you're over in the corner eagerly popping appetizers. You're starving. And a conversation gets going around you about religion of all things. You quickly realize you are the only Christian in this corner of the room and you suddenly find yourself included in the conversation. Your palms begin sweating and you start that nervous tapping of your foot. You don't even realize you're doing it, but these symptoms immediately tell you that your inner conviction about the gospel needs to get out. You know what you're supposed to do. You want to share with clarity that religion doesn't lead a person to God. Only the good news about Jesus Christ will do that. You listen for a bit to the conversation, and then this guy says, I never really was able to understand what to believe, so until someone can clarify all this religious nonsense, I remain indifferent. You feel your blood pressure rise, but you calmly say, I can clarify this for you. He looks surprised. And then, with an inner strength and confidence that surprises even yourself, you calmly and graciously, but firmly, tell him and the whole group about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the way to God. How could you do that? You learn that the power is not in you. The power is in the gospel. In fact, you are weak. You are naturally a coward who does not want to be in the position to tell the people at a party the gospel. It's not like you went in there seeking to tell everyone you met about the gospel, but when this opportunity came, you stepped into it and responded to this man because you've come to understand the power is not in you. But the power resides in the gospel itself. When you share the gospel, the power of God, the omnipotence of God will be known. And what this means is that you were not ashamed of the gospel. And I think this is the first thing we need to see about this first word, power. The Apostle Paul was not ashamed of the gospel because the gospel is the power of God. Christians never need to be ashamed of the gospel because the gospel is still the power of God and the gospel will always be the power of God. Where so many Christians make a mistake in talking to other people about our faith in evangelism is that we think the power is within us. If we can use just the right words with a certain kind of tone and facial expression, if we will have neat and tidy answers to questions we might get asked, to objections to the gospel, then we can share it. So we make it about us. That's where shame comes in. We are ashamed that we don't know more about what we believe. This is a big problem in evangelism. But we should not be so self-centered. If we have been saved from our sin by the power of God within the gospel, then that is what we can share with anybody, anytime, and any place. Including birthday parties. As Peter says, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. Always be prepared to answer with the gospel. Tell people what Jesus Christ has done for you. Assure other people that if they will believe in Jesus Christ, God will forgive them of their sins, and they will experience peace, love, joy, kindness, self-control, all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ will radically transform their lives as he has done in your life. Now, this is just one example of how the power of God flows out of the gospel. On Monday, we will come back to this word power. I'll define it for you and say more about it. What is the gospel? We begin with this. It is the power of God. I just wanted to leave a little time here today to say that this is the 100th episode of God Is. And this is a joy to me because God's been so good to us, to you and to me, by bringing us together weekday afternoons. It's been wonderful to hear from some of you via the emails you have sent to me. I've benefited from the dialogue, and I hope you have too. Sharing the Word of God on the radio is very different from preaching on Sundays and teaching in churches, schools, missionary gatherings, and on other occasions. When I do that, I get to see the people listening to me, and we can talk in person afterwards. But here on the radio, I cannot see you, and you cannot see me. And yet, I know you are there. And oh, how I pray for you. So do me a favor if you would. Send me an email today or this weekend, and let's celebrate together this 100th episode. Let me know what you think. If you do not tell me, I will never know. Of course, positive feedback is welcome, but so is criticism. Really, I mean it. I am willing to improve God Is. I just need your comments to know what you are thinking. And please, be in prayer for me and this ministry. Thank you. And to God be the glory. Great things God has done in us, for us, and through us. And then please, join me on Monday for God Is.